General Lee? He awoke with a start, utterly lost. What year was it? What place? He'd been dreaming of Alexandria, of dances on verandas, of rooms filled with laughter, tinkling glasses, the scent of jasmine. General Lee? It's the people, sir. The line extends back Franklin Street almost to the edge of the city, I'm told. May I send the first of them in? It was Walker, his aide, practically the last of them at the end, who wasn't little more than a boy.
Not yet, Colonel. A moment more. Allow me to finish this correspondence, please.
Walker saluted with his left arm, his right one gone at the elbow since Cold Harbor, turned on his heel, and pulled the door behind him. As he did so, the general picked up the letter he had been reading, brought it to his good eye, and turned to take advantage of the morning sun. "Dear General Lee," it began, "I beseech you yet again, sir, in the name of all that is right, all that is decent, all that is proper in the eyes of God, to free my Abraham. Permit him to return to the bosom of his family, to the children whom he loves and who love and deeply miss their father, to the wife, sir, who is haunted by dreams of his abuse, the wife who cannot sleep, the wife for whom there will be no rest, not until this unlawful imprisonment is remedied. Surely, General Lee, you of all people, must know how madness threatens to engulf me in my grief. Sincerely," the letter was signed, "Mary Todd Lincoln."
Sincerely indeed, the general thought. He had heard, of course, what was being said in those last months.